She
Why
really
is she got to have an accent? What's that all about?
Well, because she's British.
Yeah, I mean, it's like, what is she
if
from
she
another
talked
country
like
or
an
something?
American or somebody from, you know, Jersey, either one. Yeah.
Christian Bale talks like he's from America.
Christian Bale does?
Yeah.
That's right, I do. You got a problem with it, tough guy?
He's not the real Batman.
I'll come back there and bash your face in.
How old is Russell Brand today, Matty T?
I completely forgot who we were talking about until then. Russell Brand
right.
is a dainty.
He's not from Wales. I am. I'll smash your lights. Your freaking lights. You got a problem, man?
That was a good clip.
You'll never work in this business again.
I say,
answer the question. You heard me.
He's a dainty 42.
What's the hold up?
How old is Russell Brand, Pat? He's a dainty 42.
Russell Brand.
No, he wouldn't be so dainty if he went for the heroin.
I'm going to say he's 37. Russell Brand.
38.
39. Nate's on the board.
Way to go, Nate.
Last but not least, this actress used to be married to a really gross guy.
Julia Roberts.
Now she's not married to a really gross guy. I don't think anybody's gone further on the gross to not gross spectrum as she has. She's married to two famous actors. One from Arkansas.
Mary Steenburgen? Oh!
Angelina Jolie?
No.
Angelina Jolie. Nate the Skate big time. Because
she was married to Billy Bob.
Billy Bob.
Right. I don't think he's that gross, but a lot of people do.
Well,
the only time I thought he was gross was when he was
Halle Berry movie?
Yes. That grossed me out.
Me too. With his back hair.
They worked super hard to make Halle Berry gross in that movie. I think they failed miserably. Pat.
Yes, sir.
Angelina Jolie. Mrs. Smith, if you're nasty. She was also in, of course, many other fine films. But how old do you think she is? I actually thought she was very, very good in Maleficent.
I did, too.
She was magnificent.
Her cheekbones were fantastic.
In Maleficent. Is that CGI? They're not really that pointy, are they?
I was thinking the same thing. That has to be CGI.
Okay.
I've never noticed that before.
I prefer her when she was that model Gia.
Gia.
Yeah, Gia, what an abomination. Everybody has her off days, like I said. How old is
she? No, that was a great movie. You kidding me? 41.
No. Nate.
42.
No. Matt.
43.
She is actually 39.
Wow.
And you three losers all picked her high.
What? Wow.
Well, I do that anyways, Justin.
Pat, you're the winner. Bruce, you're the winner. Congratulations.
Are you kidding me?
Yep, 39.
Are you kidding me?
Her cheekbones are 45. But anyway. Nate, what's going on in Sync this week?
Taco time.
Oh, baby, I like it. I had some mahi-mahi tacos
it's
yesterday.
It's kind of our summer fun guide, and we put the tacos on there because I kind of think of that as being summer type stuff. But we've got a real fascination with Mexican food around here.
Dude.
So we kind of examine some of the numbers were pretty shocking about how much money we've spent on Mexican food in this metro area.
Can I have a question?
Yes.
While you're looking up that number, how many, do you have any idea, in Little Rock, North Little Rock combined, how many Mexican restaurants there are? It would be, I think the number would freak us all out.
I can tell you there's six on Cantrell Road alone.
That's amazing.
$3.49 million we spent on the border. $3 million at Chewy's, $2.93 at Cantina Laredo, 2.3 at Local Lime, 2 at Chipotle, El Chico, 1.52, and El Portone on Markham Street, 1.48, Senor Tequila on University, 1.1, Santo Coyote, 1 million, and Senor Tequila on Cantrell Road, 1 million.
I like Santo Coyote. Jeez. They do a nice job. We love Local Lime. We all know that. And I'll tell you another place we like to go that sometimes is an on-again, off-again advertiser is it's a bit of a clunky name, but I love the place, and the service is the best in the business. Cantina Cinco de Mayo. It's over there by Arthur's Steakhouse and all that.
Mm-hmm.
Very good place.
There are. I mean, when you start looking at the sheer volume of this, and then we also look up tacos a lot more than the normal people on Google, spend a lot more money at Taco Bell. It's just something, and cheese dip is so huge around here. So we kind of take a look at that. And then the other thing that's real prominent in this issue is our fun guide, which is 3 months of activities. Take this, put it up on your refrigerator, and you've got things to do all summer long for you and your family. A good mixture of family stuff, concerts, and that kind of thing, so you know what to do this summer.
I'm just giving you a little bumper music to play because it's
and
summertime.
If you go online, we have a complete list of songs that we like, and this one is one of my favorites and is on the list.
There's a country song that's called Summertime, and I can't remember which country artist sings it, but we don't have it in the system, sadly.
The one by Luke Bryan, Drunk on You, Crazy?
No, Luke Bryan.
If you
Bryan
think of it, let me know, and I'll get it.
Okay, it's I can sing it, but that wouldn't help anybody.
Hey, that may be on our list.
Me singing it?
No.
Tell me about some of the taco breakdown.
Okay.
Do you have like favorites, uniques? What'd you guys do?
Well, we just kind of went by the numbers. There's 6 on Cantrell Road, 2 in the Heights, 1 on the Hillcrest, or 1 on Hillcrest, and $7.43 million, that's the amount Little Rocker spent on Taco Bell in 2013.
How much?
$7.43 million.
Come on.
Yeah, so, and we just kind of talked about, we talked to the guys at Local Lime about how, you know, Brownings are so big, they're back in the day, and they're going to turn that into a tamale company restaurant.
They brought some good stuff up here, too, from...
Yeah, and just, you know, how everything has evolved over time to where this is just, I mean... There's, I talk all the time about how the food scene here for a city this size is just awesome. And then you look at the Mexican places, there's probably a lot of cities our size that don't have not only the volume, but the quality. You look at a place like The Fold that just opened last year, very, very good place. Kind of nestled in over here in Riverdale. A nice, interesting building. It used to be a garage. We've got all kinds. We've got taco trucks that are really good.
Yeah.
There's a taco truck in Jacksonville. I know that's not going to be mentioned in there, but right next to a Taco Bell. I don't know why you'd go to Taco Bell when you got this.
I don't believe
right
it.
That's on my list to go to, Matty T.
Is it really?
I'm racist against trucks.
They are the best tacos.
I'm not saying the food's
ever.
Not outstanding. There's no doubt. But to me, it's just a lot less gutsy than people who stick down roots and have a permanent location. There's so much more risk involved.
Well, they're permanently in the Kroger parking lot.
Well, but you know what I'm saying. I mean, and it's not to be disrespectful. I really don't mean to be mean about it, but I can't patronize them because I feel bad versus a place that, you know, is committed to sticking their...
So...
It's a lot easier to dump out of a food truck business than it is to dump out of a business that's got roots in a permanent location.
My big thing is I don't like eating on the go. I like to sit down.
Yeah.
You know, you see in New York people running around with hot dogs and everything. I like to sit down, but there is good food there. When I go to the food truck festival every Friday, I take it back to my office sometimes. But, yeah, I mean, that's the thing. I guess a concern or whatever. But Baja Grill, they were in Benton in a truck. Now they're in the Heights. They've got a brick-and-mortar business.
Brick-and-mortar,
and very
baby.
Good, very good
I'm a BM kind of guy. Wait a minute. You know what I mean?
I've always said that.
Thanks, Matty T.
And they're on the cover. Their tacos are on the cover.
So. Kenny Chesney's the song I'm looking for. Kenny Chesney for the summertime song. Okay. We come back. The fact that it's not in here is really disappointing, but it's a great song.
The name of the song is?
It's called Summertime.
Oh, cool.
Yeah.
Figures.
2 feet on the dashboard. Old, young love and an old Ford. It's great, great little turn of phrase.
Not to kind of a touch Will Smith summertime.
Pretty good song.
No, it's still great. The best. That was my favorite.
What's your favorite taco? Bar none. What's in it? Who makes it? Where is it? What's on it?
Probably... Local Lime, one of their tacos, the grilled chicken.
I'm a fish taco guy, totally devoted to you. Just me.
And tacos are kind of like pizza with me. I really haven't met one I don't like.
Good point.
You put anything in a taco, and I probably would eat it.
Yeah, it's hard to screw a taco up.
Yeah, I love tacos.
I agree, but there's...
I'm a fajita guy. I like fajitas.
Okay, I don't.
More than the tacos.
All right.
But I do. But if you say, hey, here's taco. What I like is when you're at somebody's house and they say, here's a taco bar, and you've got the...
That's fun.
Oh, my.
You corn tortilla or flour?
Both.
Okay.
I make one of each. All the right. One thing I don't like is the corn ones that break.
So you gotta
get a good, you got to get a good one.
I don't even like soft corn. I don't like corn tortillas, period, which is really bad coming from Iowa. But I'm not a corn tortilla guy. I know I should. It's probably better for you. But
yeah,
like my wife is like she's a tortilla Nazi. She won't eat anything that's not corn. She's like, I'm not eating a flour tortilla. I'm like, okay. Then, you know, I see people like they're demanding about stuff like that, but they'll down 6
margaritas.
I'll
eat either one. I think I put the emphasis on the filling. I like the big chunks of chicken and the seasoned ground beef. But yeah, you got to be an Ortega taco hard shell, though, the one that's the heavy duty, not going to break.
I don't do hard shell. I don't know why you would. Why would you eat hard shell?
If I do, I enjoy both. Like I said, if I go to somebody's house and they have the both options, I'll make two. One of each.
Crunchy?
I like crunchy.
Oh, it doesn't get better than crunchy.
I respect that, Nate. I appreciate that.
Equal opportunity.
I'm like a man with an opinion. Jenny.
Hey, downtown. How are you?
What's up, girl?
Hey, long time no talk.
Yes.
I just tuned in, and you're talking about tacos.
Yeah.
And I don't know if y'all had mentioned, but the rumba room.
That's too bad. What happened?
Didn't touch her.
Sorry.
Didn't do it.
I don't know what...
She was just talking about... they don't call it the room anymore, but the Rev Room. Yeah, the Rev Room does have a mean taco. I've actually had fish tacos that are outstanding.
I think I did two there last summer.
Blackened fish. It's fantastic.
Yep.
And you can usually go right through the door there and go see a great live show. You know what? It was a brief call, Jen, but really outstanding, I think. I think you really raised some awareness there. Nice work.
Sometimes
got
brevity
the point.
Is everything.
She got in,
got
she
point.
Got out.
The good short news, and sweet.
Yep. That's her to a T. You know what, Nate? If you want to try to eat healthy, you can do that with the fajita plate that you were talking about, because you can go tortilla-free if you choose to, with just some veggies.
I do that sometimes.
I do that most always, actually. I probably do that more often than anything else. Trying to stay away from
I make one sometimes, a good one, a fat one, and then eat them.
I'm trying to stay away from Carburetoville.
Yeah, that's good.
I don't like Carburetoville. Anyway.
That's a good rule of thumb, I think.
Wasting away again in Carburetoville? Nobody's ever said that. New Creations Medical Weight Loss Clinic. We have talked about it for some time. We are going to field entries for our Faith versus Fat 14. So if you are, if you think your preacher needs or your religious leader needs, or if you are a religious leader and feel like you need to drop some pounds, it's going to be a 40-day fat fight for those of the faith. That's a long time, but there's something very biblical about 40 days. I thought it was a nice connection. Plus, there's also plenty of Bible verses about taking care of your temple, my friend.
The loser has to sacrifice their firstborn son.
Oh, no.
Sorry, never mind. I keep reading these
Matt,
things
that's
wrong.
The other one. That's the other promotion we're doing. Sorry. That's on our sister station.
Okay. That's a
anyway,
heartbeat promotion.
If you are not a religious leader, you still are interested in it, 501-791-6795. I can tell you 25 pounds came off. No pounds have come back. That's for me. Roger Scott's lost like 40 pounds. He's lost a newborn son off of his own body. NewCreationsHCG.com is the website. If you are ready to shed that weight and not see it again, I know I am. It's a good way to go. And if you are somebody in the world of faith and you want to lose the weight,